Yes, sir. Hey, baby, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Dane Romaine, and welcome to the podcast, Dark Skin and Handsome, the podcast about any and everything. Can I be on this bitch talking because I got lips, and I'm back talking because I got lips, and I know I've been gone again for a little minute, again, but shit, I'm back again. But before we jump into anything, y'all already know I'm about to grab my little coin, so I don't even trip. Yes, sir. Boy, I got one. I finally got my little movie star lighter working and shit. I call it a movie star lighter because you see them lighters in the movie. They just light up, then just throw it in a fire. I got one of them lighters. My name on it and everything. I be in this bitch feeling extra special because my weed jar got my name on it. My ashtray got my name and face on it. Then my rolling tray got my name on it, too. Man, up left my motherfucking weed jar out there in my man's crib and shit. He had to back up though. But what's good with y'all? Good folks. It's finally warming up and shit. I'm up here still in Michigan, thugging it out. Just thugging it out. I'll be back down there in Georgia in a minute. Quick minute too. Quick second, I should say. But anyways. Y'all already know, when y'all don't hear from me, I'll be out here on this little journey called life. And life, it ain't beating my ass, but I ain't got to figure it out yet. I thought it was going to get easier because I was in my 30s, but it kind of is, but it's kind of not. It's only not easy because I still ain't got myself figured out and stuff that I want to do and where I want to be and shit like that. Or I'm not where I want to be at because I ain't doing the stuff I'm supposed to be doing and stuff, right? And I'm sitting here thinking one day, like, I contradict myself a lot. Because it'd be like, one minute, I want a relationship, but I don't want a girlfriend. But then with that being said, I want a girlfriend or be wanting a relationship or a girlfriend, but I like talking to multiple people, so I'm like, man, that shit confusing right there. It is just shit. If I can be happy with a couple, then to do my thing on the side, then yeah, I'll be straight, but I don't know. Shit like that come with complications. Complications I ain't really trying to deal with. And then I like my freedom, so it's like, I can settle, not cheat or do any of that extra stuff, but it's just like, I really just like my freedom. That's what it really come down to it. And then other stuff would be like, I want to be rich. I don't want to work. But the only way to get work, I mean, the only way to get rich is to work. Well, I don't want to do no 9-to-5. What I should say. But another thing is, I want a successful podcast and a clothing line and a website that I got now. But it's like, I'm not consistent and I don't put that work in. So it's like, how can I want something that I don't want, that I'm not working towards? So that's another one of my problems I'll be having out here and shit. I'm inconsistent like a motherfucker, but we already know that though. Saying this, how the new podcast in January, I mean, skipped over Black History Month. But yes, sir, I did have a good birthday if anybody was wondering. But in order for me to have a successful podcast and a clothing line, I actually got to put myself out there more than what I have been, and which I haven't been doing at all. I actually got to get more future collabs and get just work different worlds and stuff like that. Once I step out this little comfort zone, I just act like I'm shyness and stuff like that, then I'll be good. Maybe my podcast will be more successful. Or even doing better than what it's doing now. I'm not complaining about what it's doing now because it's doing something. It's not doing nothing. It's doing something. So I'm still glad and happy. And shout out to all my followers that still listen, tune in. Go tell everybody. Another one of my thing is, I want to act and direct too still. I'm not directing once I get my people. I know people that want to get people. I mean, we still working still getting done, but it's not consistent. It's not doing what it's supposed to be doing. It's like, me wanting to be an actor, I'm not taking no acting classes. I'm not even acting like I'm supposed to be doing or practicing. So I was like, that's another contradiction. I was like, I want something, but it's not, I'm not willing to work for it. Even with directing, we get directed, we get together, we shoot some stuff, but it's like, I can be directing more, that way we can have more stuff, or at least I can have more stuff, but that's a work in progress right there. We working on it. Well, at least I am. But, then at the end of the day, I just want my work to be recognized and stuff like that. From the matter, no matter what I do, from podcasts, the skits, the videos, the movies, the little shows I do, closing. I don't want my work to be recognized, but it's like, I want it to be recognized, don't nobody know about it because I don't promote it. Put your stuff out there, my boy. I'm working on this IG right now, so hopefully, darkskin_handsome89. You're getting a preview if you're listening right now, so. It ain't really launched up yet because I'm still working on it, getting some like posts ready before I just make it public and stuff like that, and just start sharing and adding people and stuff like that. But for sure, if you heard the name, go ahead and get that early follow on and stuff like that. I really support. I mean, I really cherish the support that y'all do give me. And once I do it. But with all that being said, like, I want more, but I do less. It's like, I want more, but it just, I did do less. I found an excuse. Like, I should have went to the gym today. Instead, I found the excuse. Well, she did kind of take longer. I'm like, shit. Once it, for me to go to the gym, it's like, I got to get up and go. Ain't no way sitting around waiting. I done already did some shit in between. And then she finally gave me back 2 hours later. It's like, yeah, I ain't in the mood no more. I done already rolled up, and I can't get high and work out because it's a waste of my time, so I don't even do that. But I ain't, it wasn't a completely loss because now I'm here recording. Hey, he skipped the gym to record. That's what I can say. Yeah, let me say, I wrote a list down, a bunch of stuff, because I wrote a list down. Y'all know how my memory be sometimes and stuff like that, but it is what it is. Another thing that I want this girl, but it's like, most of the time, I don't show it. I don't show it. I'm not consistent. My main problem is this, is consistency. I'm not consistent, but I don't like this girl. I want her, but I don't show it. Man, she ain't one of them girls to just sit around, like, waiting on a motherfucker. She got options. She beautiful. She gorgeous. She got everything. So it's just like, I'm going to look up, and the girl snatched up and happy, and I'm going to be sitting around like, oh, shit, it's fucked up. It ain't what it is and shit, but it's just like, come on now. It's time to turn speed up. Slow motion is better than no motion, but slow motion got to get turned up at some point. Like I said, one of the things on my list is I don't want to be fat no more, but I don't want to work out. I just told her how I just skipped the gym. The smoke and record, so. Excuse me. But, I'm probably getting my little mile in, a couple of miles in a day, walking, so. Do some light lifting. So I'm gonna get a little mini workout in. I ain't gonna get the full workout like I should be getting in, but it's warming up. I'll be back outside, get my cardio in. Doing a little prison New York pull-ups or workouts, get on a street light pole and do some pull-ups and stuff like that, go to the park, you know. But I'm trying to read what I was writing and shit. But in a fantasy world, I have everything that I wanted to desire. But in the real world, nothing is or will be given to me. I had to go out and go get it. A dream with no work is just a fantasy or a daydream. Get out and go get it. Time is too short. Since 2020, it showed up. It showed you that life can be taken easy and whenever. because so many people was dying from COVID, from anything, just being killed with just violence and just mayhem just going around in the world and stuff like that. But you want something or expecting somebody to give you something, that's not going to happen. So you wasting time. So go get it. Create. Make your own. I know I say that a lot on the other podcasts and stuff like that, but it's just something that's going to have to get done. You got to see it through, my boy. You got to see it through. And where's my bodyguard? Or my security? It's going to good be, boy, I'm trying to tell y'all. But, motherfucker told me I be off in my own world too. That's why I haven't been recording. So I'll be, y'all know I'll be off in my own world. I was like, that's where my peace is at. My peace is there. But then again, my laziness is there too. So I'm, most of the time, I'm going to step out my world or combine the regular world with my world or change up my world a little bit. But, anyways, I'll be off in my own world so much, I don't be knowing what's going on. Then I'm logged out of social media too. I had to take a social media break. I was waking up and going to sleep on that motherfucker. Like, no Sorsky. All day. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. From the time I wake up, from the time I'm going to sleep, while I'm at work, and while I'm not working. I'm like, that's a distraction. I'm not making no money, so I can go sit the fuck down, and I'm not posting either. I'm not even posting the original stuff. I'm just resharing a lot of shit on Facebook. IG, I don't even post. I just like a bunch of shit. Not even that no more, really. Then on Twitter, I'm just a bunch of porn. Porn is fucking up my sex life. Because I'm horny all the fucking time, and now I'm back out here talking to multiple females, gaming them up again and shit. I just want to fuck. I'm lusting. And as before, me being lusty or being lust or lusting over motherfuckers, and it got me in a bunch of bullshit and left a lot of trail that I didn't like. And I was slowly picking back up on that name like that. So I'm like, yeah, let me go ahead, get back to the grind, get back to the hustle, get back to the focus. Because for one, I ain't even come back to Michigan to be on no shit like that. And I came up here to, y'all see. But yeah, I ain't come up here to do that. So I was getting off course a little bit. So then I'm realizing, like, hey, my boy, you could have stayed in Georgia if you wanted to bullshit. But you ain't bullshitting. So let's get it together. And I got it together. And it's like, it's too much stuff that I want. So it's like, I got to go get it. Like I said before, ain't nobody gonna give me shit. Ain't nobody ever gave me nothing. I had to go get it. Ain't nobody helping me with shit. I'm doing it. But I low-key wanted to talk about females and shit. Like I said, I was back out here walling and stuff like that, but some of these females be on some different stuff, for real, for real. It's still Women History Month, so. Shout out to all the women out there. Shout out to my cousin. She's home. We had a podcast together and stuff like that. During the pandemic, she opened up her store. Against everybody telling her not to, during the pandemic, she opened her store. The store's very successful and stuff like that. She even do, like, couples night, group night, and stuff like that. Show you how to make candles and stuff like that. The website and link is all in the bio, too. Y'all go check that out. She's home. But, I'm shouting her out during Women History Month because she does, being great, a single mother now, I think, I don't know. I don't want to put her business out there anyway. But, she does doing great. A working black woman. One I'm going to always support. Man, her she was featured on a story on the news not too long ago. And I'm just proud of her because I'm like, that's family right there. Like, man, her, we the same age. We down there grew up together with her grandparents. Well, my mother was there too, but we down there grew up together in like middle school, elementary school. We went together until we moved away, or until I moved downriver. But anyway, but shout out cuz Wanda, and she in her business, she's home. Let me shout out Lemon too. She be that's my little astrologer. She don't know it, but she is. I still got to get her on the podcast too and stuff like that. I go check my moves and stuff like that. Actually, I'm just giving a shout out to everybody, all the females and shit. It was Keith. She keep me sane. That's my homegirl since day one and shit. Cool people. That's fam. Then Auntie Tamika, TJ Tech Service, y'all go check that out, get your credit right and all that other stuff. Get your books and accountants and all that right. Shout out her. She won. I learned a lot of the stuff from her when I was standing down there with her in Georgia. So big shout out to Auntie and her business and her successful ass business, because that's where I want to be at, where she at. And her work ethic is out of control, because she'd be up helping her son with his schoolwork, working all day, be up all night, still get up early to get shit back rolling how it's supposed to be and shit like that. So that's what I did learn from her. Shout out my mother for always being her, for being great, being the person that did. Shout out my best friend just for being her. Shout out everybody, all the females that's in my life, right? The good and the bad ones, cause without y'all, I'm not me. That's all. I'm just not me without a lot of everything. But without a lot of, I don't know, I just love women and shit. I just want to shout y'all out. Every woman. But I see y'all taking over the world for sure. Yeah, definitely taking over, and I'm loving seeing it. Y'all gotta leave us men and as men, quit making us soft, though, or quit trying to make us soft. But since it's y'all, man, I ain't gonna talk bad about y'all. I'm gonna wait a couple of episodes. We're gonna talk about the strange things that y'all do. So, yes, sir. I'm gonna get back on y'all ass. But today, on this podcast, or on this episode, I'm gonna appreciate y'all ass today. I'm on my second, I'm learning how to cook. So I'm learning at least three things a month to try. I'm probably up that. But I'm not a cooker, so I'm not. Yeah, I'll probably just leave it at three. This month it was baked mac and cheese, French toast, and something else. I did the first thing already, that's why I don't remember. But I just made the baked mac and cheese last night. It was decent. It was decent. I missed one of the recipes. I missed an egg. I ain't put an egg in there, I don't think. Oh, yeah. I ain't put an egg in there. But it still came out all right. But I tried to make macaroni and cheese before, and it was just noodles and cheese, and put it in the oven. That was it. Nothing else. No seasoning. No nothing. No milk. No nothing. Just cheese and noodle. But this time it turned out good. So shout out to my mama for helping me do it, and she, I'm texting her like, this how you do it? Do I'm supposed to do it like this and stuff like that? So once again, a woman helping me. But I just came in checking with y'all folks. Remember, just because it's in a blunt don't mean it's that good weed. thinking, like, what did that even mean? If you know, you know. But I'm gonna let y'all have y'all day, morning, night, or whatever the case may be. Y'all stay up like a layup, smile, make a difference. Tell everybody. Dang, he was on this bitch talking. He gave a bunch of females a shout out. Speaking of females and Women History Month, do y'all see that swimmer, that transgender swimmer, that's number one in swimming that was 462 ranked in males? He sucks so bad. It's like women gotta keep coming in second place to a man. I don't think he should be competing, but we ain't gonna say that for a different day, but you know, stay like a layup, smile, and make a difference. You know, man.